Our Father, as we turn to thy word, we need spiritual help. We pray that the Spirit of God will guide us into truth, help us to submit to thy word as we see it, and to be happily obedient. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, as you can imagine, there was half the questions on our tongues, healing, prophecy, and so on for today. That was half the questions. And the other half the questions were on spiritual gifts, discerning them, discovering them, and so on. So what I want to do is, there's no way we can cover all of them in the time, but a lot of them are fairly similar. So I've grouped them together, and we're going to try and work our way through them as a group. So you may not hear your particular question asked, but there will be something similar that we'll try to look at. Question one. Does God use people with less natural abilities in one area, for example, speaking, so that it is only God working through them and not any of their own effort that may produce a good gospel preacher, etc.? You know, I think there's a lot to that. It seems very often that God won't use a salesman as an evangelist because he might use his salesmanship tactics to do that. We certainly see in the days of the early church that God sent Paul to the Gentiles. You would hardly think that was an appropriate thing to do. He could do backflips in the Old Testament. He knew all the Sanhedrin by their first names. I would have had him on the first bus to Jerusalem to stand on the temple steps at rush hour. But God doesn't work that way. And so very often he does do that. He puts people into positions where they must trust him. And Paul points this out, that he's discovered that he glories in his weakness, because that's where the power of Christ rests upon him. So yes, very often, where our natural abilities are, that's not what God uses. He puts us into another area entirely. I did not want to be a preacher. Last thing on the list for me. I did everything possible to stay out of that, but the Lord nudged me gently into it. And I think that's very often the case, not necessarily a reluctance to do the will of God, but a very strong sense that this is not, it doesn't seem to be my natural tendency, my natural area of ability. And so the Lord supernaturally gifts us so that any glory that comes does come to the Lord for it. When a man goes into the army and they ask him, what did he do in civilian life? And he says, I drove a truck. They put you on a computer. Say, no, I drove a truck. Yeah, I know. If we put you in the motor pool, you'd know how to do it. You see, we want to teach you the army way. And so very often God does this. He puts us into an area where we halt on our thigh. We feel weak in that area, and therefore we lean on the Lord. And the Lord very often does this with us. So that's a good question, a good observation. I think that is often the case.